So let's go back and talk a little bit about information technology, understanding IT, especially here, but now it's everywhere, right? There's an explosion happening around information technology and how computer systems and software programs and the internet, how all of that can help us manage people and resources and all kinds of things. So being current and understanding the latest technologies that are relevant to what you do. So, you know, some of you, and we'll talk about the finance piece, but knowing, you know, some of the basics around how to navigate the web, knowing some of the tools that are internal to the university, some of the databases perhaps, or the financial systems that are out there that can give you information around budgets. So, you know, I don't know how many of you have that kind of background or that kind of information, but if you want to be in a more managerial kind of position, you're going to need to have that kind of background and that kind of information. So starting to get some exposure, if you don't have it, would be a really good thing. And if you do have some exposure, really understanding not so much how to use the software, but how the information that you get from the different programs that you have will help you to better manage your group or your function or your department.
Example of that be if you were in financial services, admissions, foundation work, you should know what CRM systems are, you know, customer relations management, analytic tools, which are just wonderful technology tools to analyze databases. And that would be a characteristic of what Julie's talking about. Good example.
You know, operations. It's just how to make sure everything keeps running smoothly. You know, who do you call when you need help for X or Y or Z or facilities management or just ongoing getting things done? Okay, having an awareness of that.
And Julie mentioned a good point, who to call.
Yeah.
Who to email if the heating goes down or the hard drives, you know, just die in the middle of the day. Really critical piece.
Yeah. Being a manager is taking charge, taking responsibility in an effective way to make sure that everything runs smoothly, and that's part of that job. Human resources encompasses a lot of different things, and we have one slide actually devoted to each of these things. We wanted to give you kind of a high-level overview to start, but human resources includes what? Hiring, understanding what needs you have in your department. So it's hiring, it's compensation, it's performance management. Of course, this is what we know especially well, right? The HR function.
Retention.
Keeping people and helping people progress in their careers. So that's another skill that in a managerial role, you may be managing a function or tasks, but you're also managing generally at least one other person and potentially more than that. So knowing how to manage people is, again, it's a combination of using communication skills effectively. It's how you talk to people, how you help motivate people, how you reward people for doing the right stuff.
How you evaluate them.
How you evaluate. You know, some managers give lots of feedback. Some managers hover. You probably know this based on your own experience with your managers, right? Some people hover. They're more, you know, kind of right over your shoulder. And others are much more laid back, and they kind of let people do their thing. So style, managerial style, what is yours? What do you want it to be? So that's something to be thinking about. And then ultimately, financial responsibility. If you're going to be in a managerial role, every single manager needs to know how to manage a budget. Now, you don't have traditional profit and loss like in a private sector kind of corporation, but you do need to manage expenses, and you're going to generally be given a pool that you can use to. So what do you do if you need extra? Or how do you build in a little bit of a cushion? Or where, you know, how do you manipulate, not in a bad way, not in an illegal way at all, but how do you manipulate the options that you have within your budget to get the most for your money? So understanding financial systems is really important. Michael, is there anything you'd add?
The only thing I would say is, and let me go back to information technology. In this day and age, as you all know, you could take every area here and have a technology or a software system that will help you do that. And we see at larger organizations, particularly both in the private and public sector, that you're going to have a working knowledge of financial technology tools, HR relations tools, anything. So that would be something you have to really look at if you're going to go to a director or manager position. So that's the only thing I would add.